This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I will wait for you. And I will wait for you.
Coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. That includes what Jeremy Swayman said, Hardo style, after last night's near Donnybrook, I guess would be the hockey term, Curtis. You know that.
Puck.
And then the news with Courtney coming up in just about 40 minutes at 7:45. And apparently science, this may be bad news for Wiggy or Shime or those of you that are listening right now, science has determined the five deadliest fast food items that one can order. And you may want to cross some things off your list before you go to the drive-thru today. So,
not to ruin it, but everything at Sweetgreen is going to kill you. Don't go there.
Now, a text for Wiggy on his lead from, I guess Boston, 617 text. Can't blame the Patriots for not being desperate to overpay a 30-plus-year-old wide receiver who is coming off of surgery and may give you half a season.
Right, but I don't think you have to overpay for him.
Well,
what's
the number? 15, 16 million for Stephon Diggs?
Let's call it just for the sake of the conversation, because they were going to, Cooper Kupp got 15 million healthy. Let's call it 12 million.
Okay. Yeah. And you get him half the season.
Can we have an intervention, Greg? Like, yeah. Honestly.
With Patriots fans?
For anybody outside of the NHL, there is no hard cap. Why are you concerned about Robert Kraft's bottom line? Honestly, that guy, I'm sure, is a Patriots fan, right? Or girl.
Yeah.
That texted that in.
Yeah.
So would you like to watch Steph Diggs and Drake May, or do you want to watch Javon Baker?
I would prefer Diggs.
My entire life, I feel like I'm from a different region. We always attacked ownership to spend.
I think that fans got used to the Patriots being able to do it with, as Wiggy would call them, bargain bin players.
Yes.
Right? So I think that's ingrained in their heads.
Right. The Chiefs can do that, and the Patriots can do that.
Bargain bin. You can't do it no more.
When you have the greatest of all time and the greatest of his time, you're able to do things like that. They have the money. Robert Kraft has said, right around this time of year, right, the owners' meetings in the NFL are right around now, he meets for one day with reporters, and he says over and over, we pay to the cap. They're $100 million away from it. So even if you believe in it, which obviously you shouldn't, they have $100 million to spend, and you don't want them to do it because you're fearful of the bottom line?
Well, and then I would also ask, okay, if you're concerned about Steph Diggs, and I think we talked about this on Friday at Wachusett, why are you not in on anybody else?
Why weren't they concerned about Chris Godwin also coming off a massive injury?
Right.
They were willing to pay him over $30 million a year. You're paying Steph Diggs half of that.
If the plan is to draft Travis Hunter and make him a wide receiver, which I'm okay with.
All right, I'll rock with you.
If that is the plan, then at least get somebody like Diggs who is another reasonable threat, so that therefore your rookie wide receiver isn't double teamed as your only option.
Right.
It gets an opportunity to learn how to play that position.
And somebody, Wiggy, who you would know better than me, but isn't McDaniel's offense kind of tough for a rookie to break out in, even with Brady? Like, how many young players have gotten to the league and thrived with Josh McDaniels as the offensive coordinator?
Yeah,
it's just putting a lot of, maybe it's not a big deal, but it's putting added stress. If you have Diggs and Hunter, and then if you get one of the three that are sticking around to be decent, you have pretty good tight end in Hunter Henry. You know, you might have an offense.
You're the only team, I would say, in the NFL that does not have a one or a two receiver on your roster. When you look at every other team in the NFL, not every team has a one. Some teams have a one and a two. You have
the
neither.
Patriots receivers are all twos.
They're not even twos.
No, it's a
they're not even twos.
Poop.
Yeah,
they might be threes.
Talking about number two, like,
right?
No,
like,
yellow,
let it mellow.
But think about that. Like, would you say? I would say that Pop Douglas is probably the best and most productive in that room, and at best, he's a number three. So you don't have a one receiver or a two receiver.
But Pop Douglas looks okay, as you just said. If you get Diggs and Hunter, Pop Douglas is a three, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
You got an offense.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. One lead left, and it is mine this morning, and I think it is well documented, has been well documented on this show, that I love.
Mm.
And so it was exciting to see the official post on X yesterday from Tiger Woods, a man who has struggled to find somebody that he could love forever.
Yeah.
If you are watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, then you can take a look at the very romantic post that Tiger put up with he and Vanessa Trump. And it reads, "Love is in the air, and life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy for all of those close to our heart."
It's beautiful.
So it really is beautiful.
Yeah.
That goatee is ugly as all get out.
Yes.
And so it appears that the two of them have finally found their soulmate, and they are declaring it publicly. I mean, you don't go public with something like this unless you think it's forever. Am I right about that?
No, not really, because Coach, didn't he have the other one? Who was the one?
Yeah, wasn't she squatting at his house? They had to, like,
yeah,
force
yeah,
her.
Yeah, wasn't there
the
one?
The brunette girl.
Yeah, like, so, I mean.
You're talking about Lindsay Vonn?
No. There was
the brunette.
After her.
Yeah, after her.
Is her name Rachel?
I don't know. She had brunette. Yeah, she was a brunette.
But I think in this case, like, there are two famous families involved, and there are kids involved. Like, for Kai Trump, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
well, her, she can work on her golf game. She has a built-in golf instructor.
Stepdad Tiger for you.
You can't
like,
beat
that's
that.
Very, very cool.
Especially if you're a golfer.
But I think they must be happy for them to go public with it. I mean, this is also, like, I don't agree with people coming at Tiger because he's with the Trump. But, I mean, that's... That takes a lot to join that family.
Well, technically, she's not a Trump, right?
But
she's
Trump adjacent.
Who she used to be married to? Which
Donald Jr.
Donald Jr.
All right, so it didn't work out with them.
No, I know.
She's not really a Trump. It's not like it's Trump's daughter. She's not really a Trump.
Yeah, but she's at all the rallies. Like, she's very supportive still, as she should be. Like, the dad of her
Tiger and I would have an issue right there. Like, we ain't going to still be at the rallies with your ex-husband. That ain't happening.
Wiggy, I love you. If you could get aligned with the President of the United States, you would be there. It would be like Sully on courtside, but on steroids.
Right.
No,
right.
I mean, I'm talking about if I was Tiger.
I know.
I don't trust it.
So who's going to pay for the wedding?
I think they could probably figure that one out.
You think so?
Yeah,
I'm guessing he would.
Yeah, I think Tiger's got a little bit of bread that, you know, especially since he doesn't want any of those live players getting paid.
I'm assuming that she got a considerable amount of bread in the departure agreement from Don Jr.
I would imagine, because we're saying, you know, Tiger couldn't really figure out, you know, how to love forever. Vanessa hasn't had a really easy road.
Do you think they have a prenup? And who do you think insisted that they have it? Tiger?
I bet Tiger. I mean,
you think it
would
be Tiger?
That's another level. Don Jr., I mean, okay, he probably got a little bit of bread, but when you stepping in the Tigers' world, that's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
No, right. I think that Don Jr. probably is wealthier than Tiger.
What?
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Wealthier than Tiger Woods.
Yes.
According to you, was hitting the edibles heavy this morning. Heavy.
Well, it's leftover from Friday.
Yeah, or leftover from
but
Friday night.
If you think about his inheritance, yeah, I think that overpowers Tiger Woods.
No.
Donald Trump is one of the wealthiest people in the country.
Yeah, Courtney.
I would say, I mean, yeah, he's well, very
he's
wealthy, but I would say, according to Celebrity Net Worth, which says Greg is worth $20 million, it says Donald Trump Jr. is $350 million. Tiger is probably about $1 billion.
Yeah.
Even if they took half a divorce, he's still at $500 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not even, it's two different
it's
worlds.
Probably without inheritance, though.
Yeah, it's two different worlds.
once Big Don.
Yeah, but remember, Big Don got a couple kids.
Right.
So Don Jr. ain't getting all that.
Right. And he can't get in a car accident because he's driven.
I'm just reading that the prenup is automatically voided if he goes to a Waffle House.
I bet that's already in there. I bet he's like, listen, I go to Waffle House and Denny's all the time. So if you want to marry
wasn't it
me,
Denny's was his big spot?
I believe so. Yeah. So she already knows.
How many times will Trump talk about golfing with Tiger from now on?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot.
I beat him.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning. We are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what was said over the weekend coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Am I allowed to bat signal potential Hill Note leavers on the show?
Yeah.
Like, am I allowed to do that now?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I felt like, I do feel like today is a great day for Trump guy, like on this topic. So,
oh, the imitation guy?
Yeah. I mean, I thought
that was pretty good last week.
I thought it was a pretty good, yep. A lot of people do Trump and they do it very well. But I thought that listener did a pretty good Trump. So I would like a Trump Hill Note on Tiger and his ex-daughter-in-law being in love. And we will play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 this morning.
Love that. Trending right now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers out west 129-116 yesterday. Jason Tatum had 30, while Sam Hauser had 24. No Jaylen Brown, no Kristaps Porzingis or Jrue Holiday in that one. The Bruins fell to the Kings in L.A. 7-2. The Kings setting a franchise record with this win, their 14th straight home game without a loss in regulation. The Red Sox dropped one to the Twins 9-3. The Sox playing exhibition games in Mexico today and tomorrow. Tonight's game is at 9 p.m. You can listen to that matchup right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. And when it comes to March Madness, no games till Thursday for the men. One upset yesterday, 6-seed Ole Miss beat out 3-seed Iowa State. UConn women play their second round matchup with San Diego State at 8 p.m. this evening. And the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Make this season your season with the solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is a chilly morning, 34 degrees, feels like 28. Going to have some rain around noon, half an inch or so with an afternoon high. 48.